Good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I'm here with Pascal Smith, Director General for the Town of Sutton, who recently held a press conference on April 6th to present a recent study that was completed by engineering firm Tetra Tech to address its current water situation. Pascal, please provide our listeners some context to the study that was recently completed and what problems it is meant to address in particular.
We've had, throughout the years here in Sutton, issues with the alimentation or the quantity of water that we're able to process and put in the réseau of aqueduct. Since 1975, the city of Sutton has made over 10 studies, so it's 12 studies to be exact, regarding these issues, but not much action were taken throughout the years. So we gave last year a mandate to Tetra Tech in order for them to make a summary of all the studies and provide us with some possible solutions to this problem. Basically, there are two moments in the year where we're not able to provide enough water for the demand of the citizens, which are somewhere in February, March, and in the summer in February, in July, when we usually have some drought,
yeah.
Drought season. So that has a direct impact on our aqueduct. So we wanted to make sure to preserve the water that we already have here in the town and make sure that we don't amplify the problems in order to... The most important aspect is to make sure we're able to provide a fire service or fire the service of firemen if ever fire arise in a home. The city will adopt a resolution asking the MRC to control the new developments in Sutton. There will be two different zones that will be impacted. So there's the zone, the urban perimeter in the mountain, which any new construction will be prohibited until we are sure of the situation, the solution we're going to put in force, and until we find water, basically. There is also the other perimeter which will be affected is the, and I think I'm going to say it in French,
okay.
Is the la zone de recharge du, dans le fond, le bassin versant de la nappe phréatique for
so the watershed.
For the watershed in the village. At this, on this territory, on the territory of the zone de recharge, the construction will be limited. It won't be prohibited, but it's going to be limited to one house by piece of land. We don't want either projet intégré, or we don't want either morcellement of the pieces of land.
Yeah, so you don't want the person who owns the land to cut up the land to build more residences.
That's it.
Okay, and there are various recommendations that were in the report as well. You already touched on two of them, limiting the construction of residential homes. But please inform our listeners about some of the other recommendations that were in the report, and how the town plans to implement them going forward.
Other recommendation that we had were to put in place or make better the program that we have here in order to economize the quantity of water that we have that the citizens are consuming. So this is one important aspect, and there is also a recommendation that we should try to find new sources of water in the mountain. Throughout the years in Sutton, we have always put aside the possibility that there could be water in ground in the mountain, and so we always relied on water. Surface water, if I may say. So we're gonna challenge a bit that hypothesis, and we're gonna look for new sources of water in the mountain. So we're gonna give a contract to engineers in order for them to look what would be the best spot where there could be some maybe some water, and we're gonna dig wells, exploratory wells, in order to confirm if there is or is not any water in the mountain. So that would be the best solution for the city, is if we find a viable source of water in the mountain, we could then amplify our réseau d'aqueduc, and it could help a lot, and it would be much cheaper and much more economical to find water in the mountain than just link both réseau d'aqueduc.
Okay, and you were mentioning as well throughout the press conference how you plan on collaborating with the MRC to hop on board on this and to kind of take these recommendations and truly implement them. So can you speak on that a little bit more as well?
When we say that we want to limit the construction either in the urban perimeter in the mountain or in la zone du bassin versant du Puits Académie, to do that, we need the help of the MRC. It is in, the urban planning is a joint responsibility between the cities and the MRCs.
Okay.
Obviously, there is also the Quebec government above us, but it's a joint responsibility. And since the MRC is already in their process of reviewing their urban schéma d'aménagement de la MRC, they have the power to implement un règlement de contrôle intérimaire.
Okay.
It's a control interim control bylaw in order to address some regional problems. And the water problem is that we live here in Sutton. We're not the only one that has that problem.
No.
The MRC has been studying this issue for at least a year. They have put in place a new committee at the MRC to work on that problem. So we think that our request to the MRC goes exactly in line with their files and their constatation about the water problem throughout the Bromissisquoi region.
And I wanted to ask you as well, you know, this water issue must have an impact on your citizens. So it must be something that you're wanting to address quickly, especially because, like you mentioned, you're going to have to limit the construction of residential homes. So it's almost like it's having an impact on development and bringing other people to the area. So can you speak on that as well?
The impacts that this situation has are various. I would say that the bigger impact and the more problematic impact is it makes our operation as to fire rescue more complicated. We need to have backup plans, or it's really more complicated for us to extinguish the fires if we have interventions to do in the mountain. So that is for sure a situation that we need to address quickly, and that we cannot leave unattended anymore. So that is one of the major impacts. If not, there is also there's impacts on basically the quality of life of the citizen in the mountain of Sutton, since at different occasions throughout the years, we're asking them to reduce to a strict minimum their consumption of water. So that is another impact. And for the city itself, there's also limitation that this situation creates limitation to the development of the city, and it also creates limitation on the economical development of the city, but also the region. We know that, let's say, Mont Sutton, for example, Mont Sutton, the ski center, has some investments to do throughout in the next years, and this situation is limiting their possibilities. So it's very important for us, for the city, for the region, and for the citizen to address this situation quickly.
Well, thank you so much, Pascal, for providing that information to our listeners. It's really appreciated.
Thank you very much.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism International.